It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. Wisconsin is one of 24 states where attorneys general are claiming President Donald Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship is unlawful.
Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments on whether that executive order is unconstitutional.
On his first day in office last year, Trump signed an order declaring that children born on American soil but to non-citizen parents or a mother who is unlawfully present in the country would not receive citizenship immediately.
The order has now reached the Supreme Court after every lower court declared it illegal and blocked it from going into effect. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joins us to respond to yesterday's arguments. Welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So the U.S. Supreme Court justices heard oral arguments just over 2 hours in Trump versus Barbara. What stood out to you about yesterday's proceedings?
Well, I think as you know, we've made clear throughout this case, there's a very strong argument that the Trump administration's executive order is unconstitutional, and I'm very confident still that it's going to be struck down. A lot of justices were skeptical of this, and for very good reason, because what the Trump administration did here just flouts precedent. It flouts the language of the Constitution, and it would fundamentally change what it means to be an American in a way that would ultimately result in citizenship not being given to kids who otherwise would receive it in this country.
The administration is arguing also that the 14th Amendment has been misinterpreted and that they say the phrase subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. means that it requires more than just a child's parents being on U.S. soil to be granted citizenship. What do you make of that reasoning?
Well, first, let's start with the language of the 14th Amendment. It says that all persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. Now, as you said, they're trying to argue that certain kids who are born in the U.S. aren't subject to the jurisdiction thereof, but that just misunderstands what that phrase means. If you were born here with some very limited exceptions, you are subject to the laws of this country. People who commit crimes here, for example, can be prosecuted here. If you are somebody who has diplomatic immunity, you would not be subject to the jurisdiction. That would be the kind of exception we're talking about. But for over 100 years, this has been understood to mean that people who are born here and subject to our laws are citizens. That's what the Constitution says. It's what the history of this amendment supports. And I'm confident that the justices are going to reject the Trump administration's argument.
What would be the ramifications of a ban on birthright citizenship here in Wisconsin?
It would be extremely complicated. And one of the things that came up in the argument is it's not even clear how you administer the test that the Trump administration is proposing, because if, you know, what we have now is if you're a child born in the U.S., and again, you're not subject to these very limited exceptions, you receive citizenship. If the Trump administration approach were to be put in place, there would have to be some sort of assessment done to determine which kids are citizens and which ones aren't. That would be a very complex procedure. And again, it's not clear how that would work. The Solicitor General, the president's, the Department of Justice's representative in court, didn't have great answers on these topics. And so, you know, we would see a sea change in how citizenship is administered. Again, though, it seems like the Supreme Court is going to reject that argument.
So there's 24 states, including Wisconsin, in this, you know, multi-state coalition of attorneys general, you know, calling the birthright citizenship ban illegal. Would states like Wisconsin that object to it follow the order if the high court sides with President Trump?
Well, of course, we always follow the law in Wisconsin. And, you know, if the Supreme Court were to rule in President Trump's favor, we would then have to figure out how that executive order applied and you know, what its implications were for the state of Wisconsin. But again, you know, one of the things I think is important to note here is just what a challenge this is, not just to birthright citizenship, but to the very rule of law itself. This decision has stood for over 100 years. It's based on the plain language of the 14th Amendment. There's also federal law making clear that birthright citizenship is the law of the land. And despite all of that, the Trump administration tried to do something different. The fact that the Supreme Court even took this for argument and heard argument on it shows that Donald Trump has been able to exert his authority in a way that has caused courts to take up arguments that really aren't serious. And that's concerning when it comes to thinking about the rule of law and what it means right now. I'm glad that it's going to be rejected, but it's unfortunate that we've even gotten this far.
You sound very confident that the justices will reject this.
Yeah, well, there was clear skepticism expressed by the justices. Chief Justice Roberts, for example, at one point, made the point that while circumstances had changed, which is what the Solicitor General is arguing, the Constitution has not. Justice Barrett asked some questions that indicated some of the challenges that would be presented by the Trump administration's position. So I am very confident. This is not a topic that really was controversial until President Trump decided to make this a new issue. And so I'm hopeful that that we will see the rule of law upheld. And that's what the argument indicated. Again, you never know what the court will do until they issue their ruling. But again, I'm confident, as I have been throughout this process.
We're talking about the birthright citizenship case before the U.S. Supreme Court as justices. They heard oral arguments yesterday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is with us, Wisconsin being one of 24 states challenging President Trump's executive order. Attorney General, there's no official count of pregnant people who travel to the U.S. to give birth so that their baby can have American citizenship. But the U.S. Solicitor General, John Sauer, he argued yesterday before the justices that birth tourism is, quote, creating a whole generation of American citizens abroad with no meaningful ties to the U.S. Is birth tourism occurring in Wisconsin?
Well, as the Solicitor General said in the argument, we don't really know this. This is something that people have talked about. And, undoubtedly, there are cases where people have abused the system in any context, but he was not able to offer much in the way of concrete information when it comes to this topic. And if that is a concern, then that's something that the administration could try to focus on in a variety of ways. But the idea that you're going to fundamentally overhaul birthright citizenship, and that's the way we're going to address this topic, is to cause many, many more problems than the administration would even be trying to solve.
So birth tourism isn't an issue to you?
Well, like I said, the Trump administration wasn't able to provide concrete information on this topic. And so, if that's a topic people want to look into further and explore ways to address, that's a separate question from fundamentally whether you change birthright citizenship, which should have implications for kids born in this country in all sorts of cases.
For parents in Wisconsin who are worried about their children's legal status right now, what is their legal reality today?
Well, kids who have been granted their citizenship in the U.S. are going to keep their citizenship regardless of what happens in this case. What this would potentially impact is kids who are born in the future. For people who may have children down the road, this could have an impact on them, depending on whether they fell within the within what the president's executive order addresses. What I can tell people is, I and every other Democratic AG in the country have been fighting against this Trump administration executive order. We are committed to upholding the language of our Constitution and defending the rule of law, and that's what we've done throughout this case. As I've said from the beginning in this case, I'm confident we are going to win this. I think it's important to note that we have a very conservative U.S. Supreme Court. And even in that court, Donald Trump's arguments were met with overwhelming skepticism at the argument yesterday. And so I remain confident that that birthright citizenship will remain the law of the land. And, it is the plain language of our Constitution. If we can't even uphold that language, that's a real threat to the rule of law, but I'm confident that we will.
One other topic I want to get to here is that the executive order President Trump this week issued calling for lists of eligible voters to be created at the state level and curtailing mail-in voting. What is your response to this action?
Well, what he's done here, it tramples on the Constitution. It is clearly an attack on access to voting, and it's an attack on our democracy. It goes beyond just creating lists. It would, for example, do things like prevent the Postal Service from delivering ballots to people who are not identified by the administration as being appropriate recipients. Presumably, they would try to do this for the midterms, but whatever list they created is sure to have massive errors on it. That would have major consequences for voters. So I'm very confident here, just like I was with birthright citizenship, that this is going to be blocked. And I'm confident that this new executive order is not going to impact ultimately the ability of Wisconsin to continue having free and fair elections, because I believe key aspects of this executive order are going to be blocked. But this is the president trying to assert control over elections, which are traditionally run by the states. Congress is the body that has the power to take action if there is a concern. Again, this is the president acting on his own. So this should trouble folks who care about the rule of law and our Constitution.
Just one thing you said there. Why would lists of eligible voters have massive errors?
Well, this administration is completely incompetent, first of all. Now, on top of that, there is no single list out there of everybody who is eligible to vote. The people who keep those lists are the states who administer elections. I have no confidence whatsoever in this administration putting together some overall list that will identify everybody who's eligible to vote.
Attorney General Josh Call, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, as we've been talking about the U.S. Supreme Court's hearing on birthright citizenship, how the ruling could affect Wisconsin residents, and also President Trump's executive order this week calling for lists of eligible voters to be created.